Turn to the book of Genesis, chapter number 22. She just sang the song, "Here Am I." It's a song of availability. And the verses that we will read this morning are verses that show us availability that we have. Genesis chapter 22, we'll read verse number 1 to begin with. And then we'll see some other places also. Genesis chapter 22, verse number 1. "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am." God comes to Abraham and he says, just calls his name. And Abraham immediately says, "Here I am." The work of the Lord is only as valuable to God as we are available to God. If we are not available to Him, if we withdraw and withhold our lives from Him, then His work is not real valuable to us. And it will not accomplish too many things. In the service of God, there is ability. But the greatest ability, I think, is availability. There are things that we can do, and there are different areas of life. Different people have different talents. But those talents are of no use if we do not offer them to the Lord. They are of no good to us as an individual, and they do no good for the Lord if we do not use them for Him. We can have capability. We can have, and we can be adaptability. But there's nothing any better, nothing any greater than availability. To be available for the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Really, we may have ability, but if we're not available to Him, then we become a liability to God. We really are not usable in the work of the Lord. And so, we must be available. What does it mean, preacher, to be available? What does that word availability mean? It just simply means to totally, absolutely, completely put ourselves at the disposal of our Lord. He has saved us. He has given us eternity with Him. And so therefore we should offer ourselves, our services, our lives, that He could use us in whatever capacity He chooses. Sometimes our availability is not too good because we want to choose our own spots and we want to choose our own ways. We want to choose what we desire. But really, if we're available to the Lord, that means we're available for whatever He says. It's just like the missionaries that come by us on different occasions, like the missionary that's coming tonight. He's made himself available to the work of the Lord, but there was a time in his life that God specifically pointed out a place that he wanted him to serve. Just like Brother Dusty and Stephanie back there with us this morning and their family. We are available to God, but there are times that God says, but this is particularly what I have for you to do. And so this morning I want us to look in these verses here in Genesis chapter 22 and find out the availability of this man by the name of Abraham. In this chapter, we have three verses that little phrase is used, and it may be a little different in one or two places, but it's the same, just a different in the wording. In chapter 1, where we just read, then in verse 1, then verse number 7, again we find that Isaac spake to Abraham and his father and said, "My father," and he said, "Here am I, my son." And so here is again Abraham making himself available. Then in verse number 11, "The angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I." In these three occurrences in this chapter, we find that Abraham, first of all, is concerned as a father, and he says to his father there in verse 1, God speaks to him, and Abraham says, "Here I am." The second time, his son speaks to him, and he says, "Here am I." Now that's he's dealing with not only his heavenly father, but now he's dealing with his earthly son. And he says, "I'm available to you, Isaac." And then in verse number 11, where the angel of the Lord, he calls to him out of heaven, and Abraham says, "Here am I." Abraham was available, I believe, to the will of God. Whatever it was for him, Abraham did not know what the end result would be. The Bible says that God called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees, and Abraham went out. The Bible, another place, tells us that he went out not knowing where he was going. And that just simply means his faith in the Lord and his availability to the will of God in his life. Abraham was available to do the will of the Lord, and he is numbered among a very rare group of submissive hearts in the Bible. There's not a lot that is given to us about different ones that said, "Here am I." You have not only Abraham, but you have Jacob. He made that same statement. He says, "Here am I." And not only Jacob, but you have Joseph. "Here am I." Then you have Moses there at the burning bush. And Moses says, "Here am I." Samuel. And then, of course, Isaiah. When he saw the Lord high and lifted up, he said, "Here am I." And so we find those six different ones have made the reference to God. And it's an amazing thing that each one of those men that we reference here in that particular way, we know something about him. We know some great stories about each one of those men. I believe it's probably because they were available to do what God wanted them to do. Now, there's many people mentioned in the Scripture. There are many important people in the Scripture. But these here, something very special about them was that they were ready to do, ready to serve, ready to go, and ready to be available to the things of the Lord. I pray this morning that God would, through His Spirit, would make us have that spirit of availability that might prevail in us, that we might be available to the work of the Lord. Abraham did the will of God. Jacob in Genesis chapter 46, he was available to walk with God. Moses on the backside of the desert, he was available to worship God. Samuel as a little child, he was available to wait on God. And so these men, on and on again, and of course Isaiah, he said, "I'll go." God said, "Who'll send me?" And Isaiah said, "I'll go. And I'll be sent of the Lord." So I want us to think this morning, in these few moments that we have together, upon that little phrase, "Here I am," or "Here am I." And to be available to the Lord and what it means to us, and how it will bless our hearts, and how it will honor us to the work of the Lord. Availability to God means that I'm interested in what God has to say. When I make the reference that Abraham said, "Here I am," he was available to listen to what God had to say to him. He wasn't interested in anybody else's words from the Lord. He was interested in what God was saying, because there in verse number 1, God says to him, Abraham, and Abraham says, "Here I am." And Abraham, really in that statement, he said, "I'm waiting for you to tell me what you have for me." Our God is not silent. He's a God that reveals His character and His ways. He is a God that reveals Himself to us, and we certainly need to have the part in our life that we would say, "God, here I am. I want to listen to Your Word, to listen to the voice of God." God's always calling out to us. He will continue to speak to us. He wants us to wait patiently to hear His call, and to have the for that to overcome all the commotions and the busyness of life. Aren't we such a busy people anymore? And we've got all the things to make life easy, and yet we seemingly get less accomplished than days gone by. We've got everything to make it easy. We've got the fast, everything. Everything is instantaneous, but yet it seems as though we're so busy that sometimes we really forget about that God's out there and He desires to get our attention. He desires for us to say, "Here am I." He wants us to stop long enough to listen to His Word. It's a personal word. You see, when the Lord speaks to me, it's a personal word to me. When the Lord speaks to you, it's to you and not to me. And I'm glad to be able to relate to you this morning from the Word of God that He'll never speak opposite to you and I. He'll never speak one thing to you and something else to me that would be opposite of each other. But He speaks to us in a very personal way. I'm so glad this morning that I'm a Christian, but I'm in the personal life and the livelihood of God. He knows me. He knows everything about me. He desires that I stop long enough that He can say, I want you to listen to what I have to say to you. It's very, very important. It's the most delightful thing when we realize that God can speak to me personally. He doesn't speak to us collectively, and there are many times, and there's many things in the Scripture where He speaks to everyone, but I'm glad there are times that He just calls my name. I'm glad there's times that we can put in our phrase, He rings our doorbell, that He wants us to answer. He wants us to listen to what He has to us individually, and it's a personal message that He has to us. What are we listening for? Sometimes we listen to the calls of the world. Sometimes we listen to the calls of the outside. But we need to listen to the call of the Lord. We need to have our ears and minds tuned to the things of God's Word and to have the Scripture. The hearing of the Word of God begins in the heart. It does not just begin here, but it has to fall to the heart. And so we find that Abraham, when God called him, he said, "Here I am." When God calls you, can you say, "Here I am"? You say, "Oh, God would never call me." I guarantee you God will call you every day if you'll listen to Him. He'll speak to you every moment. He'll speak to you every facet of your life. If we will permit Him, if we will let Him, He will speak to us. Our seniors that graduated this past Friday, the Lord could speak to them before graduation, and now He speaks to them after graduation, no longer as students, but now as young men and women that going into to the world. God has a message for us, and we need to be willing to say, "Here I am." We need to have the ability to say, "God, I'll stop long enough to let my ears and my heart listen to what You say." I believe we need to develop an ear for God's voice. We need to develop a setting in our life, in our affections, upon the things above and not just on things below. We are placed in this world and we have things of this world and we live of this world, but our affections ought to not be on this world. Our affections ought to be on things above. The things that are far, far better and far greater. And so when Abraham said, "Here I am," he was really stating, "God, what do You have for me personally?" Abraham, God said, and Abraham answered, "Here I am." He didn't run from the voice of God like we read in the Scriptures some have. He didn't run from the will of God as we find in the Scripture that some did. He didn't try to shun His duty as we see so many times that others have. He didn't falter by the wayside as folks that we know of personally in our lives and even of our own selves we have faltered and failed. But Abraham was willing to say, "Here I am," and he was saying, "Speak to me." The Spirit of the Lord to speak. So not only was his availability to God to hear His Word, but now, secondly, I believe he was available to God, and that meant that he was willing not only to hear what God said, "Now what do you want me to do?" Sometimes we will hear God's Word, sometimes we will listen to His call, but then we'll shun from that and say, "Oh, I can't do that." God was telling, and you know the story here, that Abraham is told of the Lord to take thy son, thine only son. And God reveals to him that he's going to take Isaac, he's going to go up the mountain, he's going to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. Abraham says, "Lord, here am I. Here's Your Word. Now I'm going to do what You have told me to do." If you read the narrative here, you'll find that verse number 3, that Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood and the burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place which God had told him. Now this verse reveals to us that when Abraham said in verse 1, "Here am I," that God revealed to him, there's a place for you. There's a place that I want you to go. And now in verse number 3, he goes to the place that God had told him about. So not only does he hear, but now he is doing what he has heard. He not only has heard the voice of the Lord, but now he is accomplishing in his life the will of the Lord for him. And so he takes Isaac his son, and they go to the place which God had told him. Verse 4 says, "On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off." So he heads toward the place. Now he sees the place. Now he looks. Now he looks upon that place that God had told him. And Abraham said to the young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I, the lad, will go yonder and worship and come again to you." In verse number 5, Abraham reveals to us his faith in God. He has heard the word of the Lord when he said, "I'm here, I'm available." He has seen the in his heart, and he's told where to go. Now he's made the trip. And he goes a 3 days journey, and he sees that place that God has told him about. And he tells those young men that's with him, said, "You abide here. My son and I are going up there. We're going to go worship, but we'll come back." So here we find that Abraham was available to hear the voice of God. He was available to do the will of God, even if it meant what God said, "Offer thy son, thy only son." Now he has gone up, and this private word from the Lord has shown him where he is to go. And Abraham takes the wood in verse number 6, the burnt offering. He lays it upon Isaac his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they both of them, they went both of them together. And Isaac spake to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father." And Abraham said, "Here am I, my son." It becomes now a personal word between he and not only his God, but he and his family, he and his son. "Father, here's the wood. You have the fire. Where's the sacrifice?" Isaac asked his son, or his father, he said, "Where are these for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb." Praise the Lord. That's one of the greatest verses in all the Bible. "My son, God will provide himself a lamb." You know what? He did that on Mount Calvary. God provided himself. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, deity, God in the flesh, lay upon the cross of Calvary as a sacrifice to mankind. And here is Abraham is offering himself to the Lord, and God speaks to him. And Abraham makes himself available to God. He is playing out the picture that would show to the world that one day God would provide himself a lamb. He didn't say that God would provide for himself a lamb. He would provide himself a lamb. There's a whole lot of difference in that. God is the lamb. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. So when Abraham said, "Here am I," you're not making himself available to decide, am I going to do what God says? But he made himself available to do God's will. To say, "Here am I, I will follow, I will do." Oh, sometimes our plans are not God's plans. Many times God's plans are not ours. And we have to come to a realization that if I'm going to be willing, if I'm going to be a servant of the Lord, then I've got to say, "Here am I." I doubt very seriously that Abraham had in his mind that day when God came to him that God was going to come and give him a message to take your son, take your only son, and you go up to a place I'll show you, and there you sacrifice him. Somebody says, "Oh, how could a loving God tell a man to do that for to his own son. He did that in picture and type, that a loving father would do that to his own son, Jesus Christ, for us. The Lamb that was slain for you and I. God probably messed up Abraham's plans for that day. He probably changed his direction, changed his ways, changed his thoughts. And I asked the question, can God mess up your plans? Well, I tell you what, one day God messed up my plans. I had everything I thought figured out, everything well, everything as it should be, and I was going to do what I wanted to do, and I was already involved in getting ready to get some education to do what I wanted to do. And God messed up my plans. And I had to come to a conclusion one day. Is it going to be for me? Is it going to be for the Lord? Am I going to serve God, or am I going to serve self? Am I going to live for me, or am I going to live for God? And one night, on a Wednesday night, in Paducah, Kentucky, not even my home church, I surrendered my heart and my life on an afternoon, not even a church service. But I went to a preacher that I had known for years. He had preached in our church, and I loved him. And we sat in his office that afternoon, and I had to say, here am I. All my plans were changed. Never did think about what I was going to do. I began to think about what God wanted me to do. I did this with nobody knowing it. I didn't confide with anyone. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't talk to my home preacher. I didn't talk to my mom, my dad. I didn't talk to the girl that I was engaged to. And I decided to say, God, here am I. And I think it was probably that very night, I called Sharon. And we were engaged. Everybody knew we were engaged. We were engaged 6 months before anybody knew it. My mom and dad killed me. So we kept it secret for a while. But I called her up that night. And I made this statement. If you do not want to marry a preacher, then I guess we don't get married. Yeah, 40-something years later, still together. Availability to hear the Word of God, to listen to the call of the Lord, and then to do something about it. We find in verse number 11, that the angel of the Lord came to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And the angel said, don't lay your hand on the child. Don't sacrifice, for God has given you a way out. He's given you something else. He's given you a substitute, a sacrifice. And this was in result in a confession of his personal faith in trusting the Lord. God said, I know now. I know Abraham will guard and guide his family. So this morning, the important part of our life is not how much money we can make, not how much money we can give away or what we can hoard to ourselves. The important part is, how much have I given to God? As God called and said, I want you, and you say, here am I. And God calls your name, you say, I'm available. And then sometimes when we know what He wants us to do, we become unavailable because it's not what we thought. But we just need to be available to every call that God gives to us. I mentioned early these six different men that have said, here am I. Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Samuel, and Isaiah. Those men are given to us in the Scripture that we're willing to say, Lord, here am I. Here am I available to do, and we know their life story because they were available. But there's one other person that's available. If you would turn to the book of Isaiah. Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 58. This makes it all worthwhile. In Isaiah chapter 58 and verse number 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, what's the next three words? Here I am. Aren't you glad this morning that God's always available? He's never turned His back upon us. He's never gone away from His Word. And here He tells us that when ye shall call, the Lord will answer. When thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry, and He shall say, here I am. I'm so glad this morning that I can go on my face before God and know that He's there when I need Him. Praise the Lord. Whatever situation I find myself in, whatever difficulty I find myself in, whatever problem is there, I can call on the Lord and He's there. He's there to help. He's there to take care. And if I need a physical need, thank God He's there to heal. If I need a financial need, He's there to help. If I have a social need, He's there to help. When thou shalt call, God says, I'm here. Praise the Lord. What made Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and those men that we mentioned, what made them so great is their availability to God. But what made them really what made them great is that God was available to them. And you and I this morning, we have the same God. We have the same Lord. We have the same needs. And I'm glad when Isaiah says, and the Lord says, when shall thou call? And the Lord shall answer. You know what He answers? Here I am. What's your need this morning? He's there. He says, here I am. What's your desire in your heart? What's the desire in your life? The Lord says, here I am. You know what He's saying there? It's a very personal, private word. He says, I'm available. I'm glad God has the same attributes as He gives to us. He says, I'm available. So good to know our Lord is just a prayer away. It's so good to know that He's just a meditation or a thought away. We don't have to go through the form and the fashion of public prayer to get a hold of God. He knows the groanings of my soul. He knows the need of my life before I ever mention it, before I ever put it into words. And sometimes we can't even put it into words. And the Scripture says that the Holy Spirit knows our groanings and delivers them to God because He says, I'm here, ready, available to help, to take care. This morning, every one of us, we need the Lord. Oh, you say, I don't need Him right now. Oh, yes, you do. You may not recognize it as much as you would some other time, but you need the Lord. And tomorrow it may come available to you and something may happen that you know you really need the Lord. Just depend on the Word of God as a believer, as a Christian. And God says, I'm here. I'm here for you. Seth, you and Emily, as you go out into a different stage of your life, you ought to make Isaiah 58:9 very precious in your life. The decision that you make on school or work or a mate, the Lord's there. And He's there to help. And He's there to take care. So here am I. here I am. As He says that to us, we certainly need to be able to say the same thing unto Him. Here I am. This morning, whatever the need in your life is, I'm glad I can tell you God is there. Whatever the need that you have, it may be something that no one knows but you. Well, God, He says, I'm here for you. I'm here to give to you what you need. And so, whether we are just graduating from high school or whether we are on up in our years and whether we are getting ready to cross over, I'm glad the Lord's there. He's a help in time of trouble. He's that present help. And He's always there. So may God help us this morning for us to say, here am I. Because He's already said, I'm here. Let's stand together this morning.